Continuing to defy calls to resign, Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse kicked off his re-election bid Wednesday. Despite more than a year's worth of legal troubles and personal issues playing out in the headlines, the first-term Democrat wants to stay in office and is trying to mend fences.
2018 was a very tough time for me personally and that of my family. And at times I am sure that my behavior, my attitude, and my words could have been used much better. As a result, I want to take this moment to apologize from the bottom of my heart to anybody that I may have hurt, including the amazing citizens of Cohoes, New York.
Morse continues to deny allegations of violence and domestic abuse, which prompted government leaders, including Governor Andrew Cuomo and many Albany County Democrats, to call for his resignation. He now has custody of his daughter as he continues to grapple with family difficulties he attributes to opioid abuse.
I'm very happy to say that my family is now getting the help they need, and my family is in the healing process, which is one of the most important things for me.
Morse says he's learned how to deal with a lot of the stress associated with those family problems and is turning a new leaf, hoping the new year brings a new attitude and new goals. He recited his accomplishments since becoming mayor in 2016, including passing a budget with no new taxes or fees, upgrades to streets, sidewalks, and the Cohoes Music Hall, as well as $75 million in new economic development in the city.
Over $15 million will be invested in highway infrastructure on 787, making it the most beautiful gateway our city has ever seen. Not only will it be beautiful, it'll be the safest it's ever been since its inception. We've invested in new vehicles, fire trucks, signage throughout our city to show Cohoes proud. We've also invested $2 million in a new water tank, protecting the water supply for all of our citizens in the city.
Morse says he loves the city and has given it everything he has, and will announce new goals, projects, and initiatives in the weeks to come. The embattled Democrat is the subject of domestic violence allegations by two police agencies and has endured calls from party officials, including Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and Governor Cuomo, to step down. The FBI is also looking into Morse's campaign spending. But citizens like Leo Shepard support Morse wholeheartedly.
I think he's doing a great job for the city. The city's in better shape now than it's been in a long time, and I've lived through a lot of mayors. You know, Governor Cuomo has his own problems. He ought to stick to running the state and leave the city to the city mayors. I don't know how many times Governor Cuomo has been in Cohoes, but probably not a lot. Sean's a lifelong citizen. He knows the people. He knows this city needs help, and he's doing a great job.
Common Councilor Randy Konipska, a frequent critic of the Morse administration, announced a run for mayor in September.
We need to restore honor and integrity to the office of the mayor. And I want to be very clear about this. Anyone who physically abuses a woman has no business being dog catcher, let alone mayor of the city. Whether you're Eric Schneiderman, whether you're Sean Morse, whether whoever these other cast of characters are we've seen over the last year or 2 years, you just have no business being in elective office.
Councillor Steve Napier is also reportedly weighing a campaign. He has not returned calls for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.